advisement is $10,863. Mr. Lipke, heard on this, this is with the solar power.
63.
We have many height variances down there.
We've had many variances down there.
I know a lot of them, but yeah, I didn't know about height.
I don't know about height.
About height.
I could research it.
You know,
if you do, then I'd like for you to.
I think to do with this time. I try to be prepared.
that's all right.
But I can research that.
I don't know how you guys feel about it, but, I mean, you know, if you want solar panels, you know, and you got, you know, you're putting out that kind of money, I would think that you would research it enough or have somebody research it enough to make sure you're in compliance,
mm-hmm.
number one. You know, it's not like typically when you see solar panels on a house, they're, you know, on the roof. They're not, you know, acting as also a roof themselves.
Right.
And I'm not convinced that it's not created by the applicant.
It bothered me a little to keep hearing if someone had just told us there was a potential problem, but you know, it's the applicant's problem or obligation to make sure there aren't going to be problems. And he was starting with an already existing structure that was awfully high to begin with, and when you're going to spend that kind of money to add to it, you would think you check in advance to make sure you were compliant.
He was real quick to push the blame off on his solar contractor too, wasn't he?
So he's the one got the contractor, one got the permit. So he didn't do his job. Right. Somebody didn't do their job.
And he admitted he got it all and then went on with it. That's still well.
As far as the aesthetics goes, if they lower it 3 foot, it's still going to be obvious. And, you know, it wouldn't make any difference in the appearance as far as I'm concerned. He'd be in compliance, but it's still going to be there. It's still going to look the same.
True. Good. I didn't really get to look at it that well. I would like to.
I don't know. Yeah.
We'll table it. Look at it.
Yeah, I would. That way she can search too, but
just, I was just going to caution you. One of the recent appeals that those site visits came up again.
Oh gosh!
And just if you're going to do that, I just want to remind you that actually the one they were complaining about, I think y'all did it right. But what you need to be careful of is that you're not going down there and coming up with new evidence, and that you're using your observations as evidence, because that's incorrect. If you go down there to look at it, it is strictly to determine whether or not it was consistent with what you heard at the public hearing.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Appreciate that. Yep.
Okay. I'd like to table it until our next regular meeting and take another look at it at least.
Okay. Once we wait till the 70, and Susan can check on that too.
Also, he stated that he submitted information about the height and everything with the building permit, so I'll research that too was submitted.
On how about to the second meeting in October, the 17th, and give Susan enough time to research? Not our first meeting, because this is next Monday night. How about the 17th of October? That'd be okay? That'd be in 3 weeks. Okay. Alrighty. Is that you make that in a motion?
Yeah. So move.
Right. Okay, so I got a motion by Mr. Workman and a second by Mr. McCabe that we table case number 10,863 until October 17th meeting. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion will be carried. Next.